金海弟兄翻译。
That's okay. That's the English. Yeah, let's go now.
I'm all mixed up this morning. I forgot my microphone. I was so touched by this male quartet here. It was so beautiful. And I just got all mixed up. I know we should not tell them how good they are because they were singing to worship God, to, you know, crying holy and going. But it was beautiful. It was just so beautiful. So I have to say that. Thank you for that.
我真的是今天早晨非常感谢这个侍童唱。虽然我们不应该把赞美归给他们。可是我实在是因着这样的高兴，所以我甚至忘了我的麦克风。
I fell on my feet, I fell on my knees and saying, "Holy!" I fell at his feet and saying, "Glory to the Son of God!" I love the song. I never heard that song before. And could you hear the four parts, the harmony? It was so beautiful. And then, you know, the story is, I finally went to heaven. And I saw all these beautiful, beautiful things and the mansions and the streets of gold and all that. But I said, I want to see Jesus. And I just, that was just beautiful. Amen, amen. Yeah.
这实在是一首非常漂亮的诗歌。我不知道你们以前听过没有。当我听的时候，我被带到天上，好像我看到在哪里看到我的主。
Yeah. Now, we've been talking...Friday and Saturday, some of us in class, we've been talking a lot about the book of Genesis. And I'm supposed to be teaching a class in the Old Testament, but we haven't gotten out of Genesis yet. We're still in Genesis.
这两天我们在谈旧约中的福音，我本来应该早就走过了创世纪，可是我还没有讲完创世纪。
But I want to call your attention to a few verses in...It's still Genesis 1 and 2. I know, brothers and sisters, you're probably getting a little impatient because we've spent so much time in Genesis 1 and 2, but I want to look at those chapters again today.
虽然我们还要再回到创世纪第一章、第二章里面，我知道可能有些人有点不耐烦，但是实在很重要，我们再回到创世纪第一章。
Okay, now, Genesis 1, verses 26 to 28, I'm going to read that.Genesis 1, 26 to 28.
创世纪第一章的26到28节，我先来读。
Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, in our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, over the livestock, over all the earth, and over all the creatures that move along the ground." So God created man in his image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them, and God blessed them.And said to them, "Be fruitful and increase in number, fill the earth and subdue it, rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, and over every living creature that moves on the ground."
创世纪第一章二十六到二十八节，上帝说：“我们要照着我们的形象，按着我们的样式造人，使他们管理海里的，海里的鱼，空中的鸟。”地上的牲畜和全地，并地上所爬的一切昆虫，神就照着他自己的形象造人，乃是照着他的形象造男造女。神就赐福给他们，又对他们说：要生养众多，遍满全地，治理这地，也要管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟和地上各样的活物。神说着说：看哪、我将遍地上一切结种子的菜。Oh, 过了 Okay.
That's okay. Okay, now. And now, let's skip over to Genesis 2.
让我们到第二章
Verses 8 and 9. Now the Lord God had planted a garden in the east, in Eden. And there he put the man he had formed, and the Lord God made all kinds of trees grow out of the ground, trees that were pleasing to the eye and good for food in the middle of the garden, were the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
第二章八到九节，耶和华神在东方的伊甸园立了一个园子，把所造的人安置在那里。耶和华神使各样的树从地里长出来，可以悦人的眼目，其上的果子好做食物。园子当中又有生命树和分别善恶的树。
And then verses 15 to 17.
十五到十七。
The Lord God took the man and put him in the garden of Eden to work it and take care of it. And the Lord God commanded the man, "You are free to eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, for when you eat of that, you will die."
耶和华神将那人安置在伊甸园，使他修理看守。耶和华神吩咐他说：“园中各样树上的果子你可以随意吃，只是分别善恶树上的果子你不可吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。”
Now I promised my brother here that I'm going to speak English this morning, and I will. But there's the first thing I want to say. I don't know how to say in English, and so I'm gonna. You maybe you can help me. The Chinese people. Yesterday I said it was from Mencius, but it's not Mencius. But the Chinese people have a certain saying that goes, it's three words, three words, three words. You know what I'm talking about, three words, don't you? 三字经. I mean the real 三字经, not that 三字经. But okay. And it is 人之初. And what do you say? Okay, now. How, huh? 人之初, 性本善. Now, what is that in English? Okay. That's hard. You're supposed to translate in Chinese. Okay. The nature of man, kind of, isn't it? 性, human nature.
在人的一开始的应该说他的本性.
Okay, the human nature, and I think most Chinese people think that means when we are born. When we come into the world, the nature of man is basically good.
当我们中国人很多人认为说，当我们一生在世界上的时候，我们的原初的本性是好的，是善的。
Oh, that translates it perfectly. That's just right. Okay, now, but that's still in Chinese. How do you make that in English? I don't know. Okay, now, okay. Do you agree with that?
你们同意吗？人之初，性本善。
Are we basically good, or are we basically evil? The quartet has some thoughts about that. What's your thoughts?
你们认为怎么样呢？是本性本善还恶？
What does the quartet say? Huh?
啊？你们四个人谁说？
You know, it's a hard question, but at least looking at Genesis chapter 1, at least we can say at the very, 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 very beginning, the first man and woman, the first of the human race, they were basically good. We can say that, right? They're nodding, okay?
Yeah. 我们从创世纪里面看到，在最早最早神创造人的时候，他们是善的。
Now what we are today is that's a different question. But if you were Adam that day of Genesis 1, if you were Adam, what would you know about yourself?
如果你是当初那一天该开始被造的亚当的时候，你那时候怎么看你自己？
Yeah, maybe if someone asked you to introduce yourself.What would you say? You probably wouldn't talk about I'm basically good or I'm not evil. Because you had not eaten from the fruit of that tree, you didn't know that there was evil and good yet. But you would know this. You would know that you have a father. You have a father up there who loves you very, very much, wouldn't you?
虽然在那个时候你还不知道分别善恶，还没有吃那个果子，可是你也知道说你那个时候有个天父在爱你。
And you would know that there's a special relationship between you and this father that none of the other animals have that kind of relationship.
而且你也知道，只有你跟天父之间有特别的关系，其他的动物都没有。
You are his son or you are his daughter.
你是他的儿子儿女。
You belong to his family.
你属于他的家。
In other words, you have his image.
换句话说，你有他的形象。
You know, I've seen some sons, yesterday and today, and I know their parents. And there's a certain image I can see there. When I look at Andrew, I can see his father there in his face. Yeah.
在我这两天看到了一些儿子跟父亲，我就知道这个儿子有他父亲的样子。
You know that you have a father, and you know that you are created in his image. Now, what does it mean to say that God created us in his image? What does that mean?
到底我们说我们是照着神的形象造的，到底什么意思？
You know, philosophers and theologians have discussed that question for a couple thousand years. What does it really mean?
所有的很多的神学家已经讨论了几千年了，到底这个像神的形象是什么意思？
And it's kind of hard to come to an absolute precise definition of what is the image of God.
很难够翻译这个意思。
You know, about 100 and some years ago, about 100 some years ago, I've heard that when I was in graduate school, it was not a particularly Christian school, but when I was in graduate school, I heard a story, I don't know if it's true or not, that there was a scientific meeting about 100 years ago in which a bunch of scientists got together and they decided, we're going to make a definition. What is man? As opposed to all the other animals. What is man?
在我读研究所的时候，那个时候我听到有一群科学家他们在那里讨论说，在100多年前有科学家讨论想要定义什么叫做人。
And you know, I don't know if this is true or not, but the story goes that they said, they decided, we're going to make a definition of man. We're not going to use any words that come from philosophy or literature or especially theology. We're not going to use words like the soul or the conscience or the mind or anything like that.
他们决定，我不知道这个到底是不是正确的，可是他们决定说他们要来下定义，给人下定义的时候，他们不要用所有的神学或者文学或者哲学讲到魂体灵这种良心这种字。
Okay, good, he gets every word right. Now, we are going to use only science, scientific terminology, pure science terminology to make a definition. What is man?And they talked, they discussed it for a whole day, and they finally came up with their definition. Man is an animal that walks on two legs.
他们花了一整天讨论，最后他们用出最平常的话说，人的定义就是，人就是有两只脚走路的动物。
But then, in the evening, after they came to this final conclusion, somebody said, well, what about birds?
那到了晚上的时候，有人就说：“那么那鸟怎么样呢？它也用脚走啊。”
Yeah, they also walk on two legs, and so everybody got all upset, and they had to have another meeting the next day.
所以他们真的又很挫折，他们第二天还必须再开会。
And then they came up with their final definition: Man is an animal that walks on two legs but has no feathers.
最后他们就改进这个定义，说人虽然用两脚走，可是身上没有羽毛。
Yeah, well, you know, I don't know if this is true or not, this story, but you know, we hear it and we think it's kind of silly. We laugh. It's kind of absurd, isn't it?
我不知道这个故事的真实性多少，可是我们都会笑，我们觉得那好像很愚蠢。
We know there is a basic distinction difference between man.Humanity and other animals.
我们都知道人跟动物中间有很大的不同。
Some people talk say that we can use language. Some people say we can have abstract ideas. We have reason. We have art. We have a sense of humor. We can laugh. You know, I've never talked to a bunch of dogs and said something and see them laugh. They don't laugh. Some people say we have a certain kind of creativity that other animals don't have. You know, there's many things that we could discuss.
我们可以用很多的方法形容说我们人跟动物不同，我们会思想，我们会笑，可是很我们跟动物是不同。
Some people say, you know, we can discuss the question, what is man?
甚至我们可以来讨论这个问题，说人是什么。
I've never seen a bunch of dogs sitting around discussing what is dog.
狗却不会说在一起开讨论什么是狗。
You know, we can have a self-concept. One scholar I know said, man can look at himself without using a mirror. That is, we can think about, who am I? What am I? Yeah.
甚至有人说我们人可以真的来看到自己，却不要用个镜子，我们就可以知道我们自己是什么。
Anyhow, At that day, Adam, he probably didn't think about that, all those big philosophical questions, but he did know that he had a father in heaven, and he was the child of God.
虽然亚当那个时候他没有想到这么多哲学性的问题，可是他心里知道他是天父的孩子。
And he also knew that he had a position and an identity on this world that was different.From the other animals.
而且他很清楚地知道他的身份是跟其他的动物不一样。
You know, the author of Psalm 8 describes it this way. Psalm 8.
诗篇第八篇的作者这样的形容。
If you look at verse 3, starting at verse 3, he says, When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is man? There's that question again. What is man that you are mindful of him? The son of man that you care for him. You have made him a little lower than the heavenly beings and crowned him with glory and honor. You made him ruler over the works of your hands. You put everything under his feet, all flocks and herds, the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, the fish of the sea, all that swims in the paths of the sea.
诗篇第八篇的第三节开始，这里讲的说：“我观看你指头所造的天，并你所陈设的月亮星宿，便说人算什么，你竟顾念他；世人算什么，你竟眷顾他。你叫他比天使微小一点，并赐他荣耀尊贵为冠冕。你派他管理你手中所造的，是万物，就是一切的。”牛羊田野的兽空中的鸟海里的鱼凡惊醒海盗的都伏在他的脚下
Do you think the author of this psalm knew about Genesis 1?
你认为这个诗歌的作者他知道创世纪第一章吗
Did he know Genesis 1? I think so. That's what he's talking about. It's all Genesis 1 in there. Yeah.
我想是的，因为你看这里讲的就是创世纪第一章讲的话。
And he says the question, what is man?
他问一个问题，人是什么？
And what is the answer that he gives?
他给的什么答案呢？
The answer is in verse 5.
第五节。
You have crowned him with glory and honor.
你赐他荣耀尊贵为冠冕。
So if you were Adam that day, you would know.I am my father's son. I have glory and honor like a crown.
如果你是亚当的话，你那一天你知道说我是神的儿子，而且我有他赐我荣耀尊贵为冠冕。
The second thing you would know if you were Adam that day, the second thing you would know is you would know what God's will is for you. What is God's attitude towards you?
而且你会知道说到底神对你的旨意，他对你的态度是怎么样。
Because in Genesis 1.Verse 28, it says, after he created them in his image, male and female, he created them. The very next thing it says is he blessed them.
而因为在创世纪第一章里面，马上创造了以后，神马上说我还要赐福给他们。
You know, the last time I was here, we talked about the eight blessings, Jesus' beatitudes. Yeah, and I asked you, what does 福 mean? What does blessing mean?
而上一次我来在这里的时候，我跟大家谈到登山宝训的八福。我问大家说：“你知道福是什么吗
？”And you remember the answer? What does it mean to be blessed?
还记得这个答案吗？什么样子是被得福的人
？You remember what that means? That's okay. I'm not going to give you an exam about this, but the word means happy.
这个福的意思就是快乐。
Extremely, extremely happy.
非常的高兴。
乱高兴哈。That's what we in Taiwan we say, 乱高兴。It means so happy. Okay, so the next thing you would know is that God's will for you is that you should be happy, you should enjoy life.
你知道第二个你认识神的是说他要使你快乐喜乐。
That's what you want for your children. Isn't it? Every mom and dad, that's what we want for our children. We want them to be happy. That's what Jin Hui and Xiao Hui want for Andrew. I know that. They want him to be happy.、
Yeah. 这不就是我们做父母的我们都想要我们的孩子快乐吗
It's not. 这是美惠 It's not 小惠 Okay.、I'm sorry. Anyhow,、he knew that God's will...For his children was that when you live on this earth, he didn't want you to live a life that was kind of boring and meaningless, and certainly not a life that was full of pain and suffering and frustration and depression.
做父母的他不喜欢我们的孩子活得很沮丧，很受压
and boring.
感觉很无聊
Okay, no.So if you were Adam that day, you knew that you have a glory and honor. The second thing you knew that God's will was that your life should be fullness of joy.
而且我们如果是亚当的话，我们很清楚知道神给我们荣耀，而且他要我们生命生活活得非常的快乐。
Okay, the third thing you would know is that he had a plan for your life.
第三点就是他会知道神在他身上有个计划。
And the plan is that this whole creation that he made is for you to, in English, the words are to subdue it, to rule over it, and I'll tell you what those are. 治理管理啊，you don't have to look it up, okay? Subdue, rule over it, and take care of it.
而且他的计划就是让他能够治理管理全地。
Yeah, and so...This is given to you, and okay. The way to that this plan is going to work is that you are to be in control of this creation. The creation is not to be in control of you.
在这里说是你来管理万物，而不是万物来管理你。
Exactly right. That comes out better in Chinese. Okay. Now the fourth thing you would know if you were Adam that day. The fourth thing you would know is that.In order to achieve this plan, to actualize this plan, he told you very clearly what you must do.
第四方面，那就是为了要达成这个目的的时候，他告诉你你要做什么。
And here the Bible uses a rather poetic kind of language, a kind of symbolic language, and it says he made a tree.And it was called the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And he said, "You must not touch. You must not eat that fruit."
在这里，接下来神用了一种记号的语言，在这里描写了有个善恶树，告诉他说你不可以碰。
And the meaning of this is, I don't think it's talking about an apple tree or a mango tree or something. I think the meaning of this is that God was saying, "You must let me decide what is good."And what is evil? That's not for you to decide.
这里的真正的意思，我认为，他这里不是说你在造了一个苹果树或芒果树。这里真正的意思是说，神说是我来做决定，不是你。
You see, the point is, who's going to be God, you or me?、You see, he said, I'm going to be the one that says what is good and what is evil. I'm going to be the one that decides what you may do and what you may not do. And that's not for you to decide. Everything else you can decide. All, you know, just about everything you can decide. Today you want to wear green or you want to wear blue or you want to wear purple. You want to eat rice or do you want to eat noodles? All you can decide many, many things. But what is good and what is evil, that's for me to decide.
在这里神要讲的意思是说决定善跟恶什么是善跟恶什么可以做不可以做那是我来决定而不是你不是让你决定你可以决定你每天要吃什么穿什么那是你的事可是善和恶的标准是我来决定
So the author of Psalm 40 puts it this way Psalm 40 verse 8
在诗篇四十篇的第八节这个作者又这样子说了
He says well actually verses 7 and 8 He says then I said here I am I have comeIt is written about me in the scroll, I desire to do your will, Oh God, your law is in my heart.
诗篇第四十篇第七跟第八节，那时我说：“看哪、啊，我来了，我的事在经卷上已经记载了。我的神啊，我乐意照你的旨意行，你的律法在我心里。”
And you know the Chinese translation is better than the English here. Some of you guys, you need to learn enough Chinese to read the Chinese Bible because it's better in Chinese than English. Where it says 我乐意 the word means I delight to do your will.
在这里中文的翻译第八节讲到我乐意这个翻译的比英文好
I love to do your will
我乐意遵照你的旨意行
Yeah, now if you were Adam that day your heart would just be full of joy and happiness
如果你是亚当的时候你当时你心里面应该是充满了快乐
And whatever your attitude was whatever you say is good I agree that's good
而且那个时候你应该是对神说 你说什么是好的我就同意
And God whatever you say is bad I agree
神啊你说什么是不好的我也同意
Yeah Now What does this have to do with you and me?
那么这个跟我今天有什么关系
Because you and I we are not the Adam of that day Right?
我们不是那一天的当时的亚当。
There's been a lot of water under the bridge. I don't know how to say that in Chinese. A lot of things have happened since that day.
从那一天一直到现在，实在很多的事情发生不一样了。
And it all started with Genesis 3.
这是因为创世纪第三章所造成的。
And you know, because of that, we're not that Adam.
我们并不是当时的亚当。
Or that Eve. Yeah.
或夏娃。
So Adam, he kind of lost that honor and glory, that identity he had.
所以亚当他已经失去了那个时候荣耀尊贵的身份。
And he lost that kind of simple, absolute trust in God that said, I delight to do your will.
而且他已经失去了那个当时那个单纯要遵照神旨意的心那个心。
I told yesterday, I was talking aboutwhen we were having this class, I said the theologian Francis Schaeffer, who lived in Switzerland for many, many years, Francis Schaeffer, he said, there's many, many questions that philosophy simply cannot answer because philosophy assumes that the world is normal.
有个瑞典在瑞典的那个哲学家神学家他说到了What do you say?
I'm going to say, There's many questions philosophy can't answer.
他说了许多的问题是哲学家们所不能够解答的。
They're very puzzled about.
他们感到很困惑。
Exactly, yeah, because they assume the world is normal.
因为他们认为这个世界是正常的。
And you know, from Genesis 3, we're not normal.
从创世纪第三章你知道我们不正常。
You know, theoretically, 人之初性本善。
理论上。
But
man is good.
We are you're all abnormal. Did you know that?
你知道吗？我们都是不正常的。
Yeah, me too. Yeah, he included me in that. Okay, so what does Genesis 3 have to 1 and 2 have to do with us? I am not that Adam. What does it have to do with us? We find it has quite a bit to do with us. Look at Colossians in the New Testament. Look at Colossians.
创世纪第一章、第二章里面讲的跟我到底有什么关系？我又不是亚当。那么现在我们来看哥罗西书的第。
Yeah, 第三章。
第三章。
Okay, look at Colossians 3, starting with verse 8.
第三章的第八节开始。
Okay, but now you must rid yourselves of all such things as these, anger, rage, malice, slander, filthy language from your lips. Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practices and have put on the new self,which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator. Here there is no Greek or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free, but Christ is all and is in all. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved,
Clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgives you. And over all these virtues put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace. And be thankful, and let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. I'll just read to that part.
第三章的哥罗西第三章的第八节，第五节
is that 第八到第十六节的第一句话。
但现在你们要弃绝这一切的事，以及恼恨、愤怒、恶毒、毁谤，并口中污秽的言语。 不要彼此说谎，因为你们已经脱去了旧人和旧人的行为，穿上了新人。这新人在知识上渐渐更新，正如照他主的形象。在此并不分希利尼人、犹太人、受割礼的、未受割礼的、化外人、希古提人、为奴的、自主的。唯有基督是包括一切又住在个人之内。所以你们既是神的选民，圣洁蒙爱的人，就要存怜悯、恩慈、谦虚、温柔、忍耐的心。 倘若这人与那人有嫌隙，总要彼此包容，彼此饶恕。主怎样饶恕了你们，你们也要怎样饶恕人。在这一切之外，要存着爱心，爱心就是联络全德的，又要叫基督的平安在你们心里做主。你们也为此蒙召归为一体，却要存感谢的心，当用各样的智慧，把基督的道理丰丰富富的存在心里。
Okay, now. What he says here is you have put off the old self. Actually, in the Greek, the word is man. You put off the old man, and you put on the new man.
这里基本上讲的是说，你们要虽然说你们要弃绝所有旧的行为，可是，在希腊文里面，这讲的就是你们要弃绝你的旧人。
Yeah, I think it says actually you've taken it off. In verse 9, it says 脱去. It's like you take off your jacket, you know, and you put chuans on, you put on a new one, okay? Okay, that's, they understand that. Okay, now it's very interesting. What does this mean? I've taken off the old man, put on the new man. Actually, the new man is older than the old man.
所以虽然说是脱去旧人，穿上新人，可是事实上好像这个新人是比那个旧人要更早。
And in verse 10, it says that this new man is being renewed according to the image of the Creator. Now that's the most important point. The new man is being renewed according to the image of the Creator.
第十节呢，你说到新人是被渐渐的更新，而且正如照他主的形象。
And notice image, the word image here. That's very important. But the other thing, and again, you guys, you need to look at the Chinese Bible, because the Chinese translation has something that the English translation does not have, and it's a very important word. It is gradually.
这里中文的圣经里面讲，加上了一点英文翻译没有讲出来的，就非常重要，就是渐渐的更新。
It's gradually being renewed. It's not all of a sudden, but it's happening day by day by day by day. You're being renewed.
这里讲到渐渐的更新，并不是一刹那之间你完全改变的。Okay,
now, we're not finished yet. We're not completely renewed, but we are being renewed. At least we, people who know Jesus, we know that that is starting to get restored, that glory and honor, the image of God.
所以这里讲到我们要慢慢的被恢复到神当初给我们的荣耀尊贵。
And that makes a tremendous difference in the way we deal with all the issues of life.
所以了解这个的时候，那可以使我们在每天面对每天生活的问题的时候有很大的意义。
I'm going to give an example.
我要给大家一个例子。
And this example comes out of my own experience of about 40 years of practicing psychotherapy in Taiwan, because I'm a psychologist and I've done a lot of work in psychotherapy there.
现在我要提一个我真实的经历，大概40年前我在台湾所做了一个心理治疗的一个 case.
Okay, it was not 40 years ago, but it's through a
time period of 40 years.
这个个案呢，我处理的它已经过有这个过程有40年的时间。
Now this is not one case. This is a combination of many cases that I've sort of put together, to make a kind of a 综合 case.
Okay, 这一个情况不是不仅仅是一个单独的事件，我是把许多我所知道的把它摆在一起，成为一个综合的事件。
So if some of you know Taipei Truth Church, don't start thinking who is he talking about.
所以你们如果知道我在台北讲的那个教会的话，你们不要在那里猜说我讲哪一个人。
I'm talking about many people's experience that I have helped and worked with. Many people. Okay.
我这里是一个综合的个案。
But now just imagine.There's a person who has been severely injured psychologically, injured, hurt, wounded psychologically.
如果我们来想象，有一个人他非常受了很严重的心理的创伤。
And it's been over a period of many years.
很多年。
And maybe the people who hurt him maybe it was his own family, maybe it was his parents.
可能是他的自己的家庭里面受到了伤害。
No, maybe they gave him the Shanghai. They hurt him.
Yeah. 他的家人给他的他伤害。
Yeah, and maybe it was his parents. Maybe it was other people in the family. Maybe it was the friends. Maybe it was schoolmates. Maybe it was coworkers. Maybe even somebody in the church. We don't know.
可能从学校、他们的家庭、成教会、他的朋友给他的。
Very often we find this happening in families with parents who are not Christian.Who don't really know how to be parents? They don't know how to deal with their children in a healthy way.
我们知道，在一般家庭里面，如果父母他不是基督徒的话，他可能不知道怎么样用一个健康的方法来对待他的孩子。
Anyhow, this person has been hurt. He's been hurt. He's been wounded. He's been injured, and it went on over many years.
所以这个人他受了伤很长的时间。
And he was hurt.He was hurt to a degree that it actually became more kind of depressed. He sank into a depression that actually became a clinical depression.
这个人一直被压抑到一个忧郁到一个程度，他成为了忧郁症的病人。
Yeah, and then you know, this person he believes in Jesus.
他相信耶稣。
He knows that he's beginning to learn to live a new way of life.
他知道说他应该要开始过一个新人的生活。
But as he starts to analyze what has happened in his heart, in his mind, he starts to analyze these things bit by bit by bit and go deeper and deeper and deeper into his heart.
所以他开始来分析他自己里面那个里面真的深处的情况。
He discovers that underneath the depression,There is an extremely strong feeling of anger.
他就发现在他的那个深深的忧郁的那个底层里面，原来有一个很大的愤怒在里头。
Actually, many psychologists believe that that's what depression is. Underneath depression, they call it frozen rage.
许多的心理学家已经知道说，在你那个忧郁的最底层里面，有一个那个已经被凝固的那个怒气在那里。
And he discovers that he's so angry that he actually hates the people who have hurt him.
所以因为他是如此的愤怒，所以他已经开始恨所有伤害他的人。
And then he discovers that underneath that, now when he discovers this depression, anger, hate, underneath that he discovers.There is a feeling that he does not want to not hate the people that hurt him.
虽然在这个他的忧郁压制的底下，后面是一个极深的愤怒，可是他发现，在那个更底层，原来他并不想要去恨那些人。
No. He 不想
不想不要恨那些人。
He doesn't want to not hate. You see, and he feels.He feels just trapped. He feels like he is just totally helpless.
Yeah. 他发现他真的是没有办法。
Then he begins to think about some things that the Bible says. He thinks he is created in the image of God. He has the image of God.
他就想到了圣经上讲到他是照着神的形象造的。
And he knows that God's will
is
that not that he should be depressed. His God's will is that he should be happy.
他知道神是要他快乐，不是要他忧郁。
And he knows that God's plan is that he's to be in charge of all this creation and in control. He's not supposed to let the creation control him.
哦，他也知道说神是要让他能够治理管理所有的事情，而不是让万物来管理他。
He knows that he is different from other animals.
他知道他跟万物其他的受造物不同。
Other animals, their response, their behavior, their reaction are decided completely by their environment and their experience.
因为其他的动物他们的反应是根据对环境的反应是马上就是做出来。
Yeah, that we say that they are conditioned. They are conditioned by their experience and.That there's a technical term for that, 制约by their environment.
所以他们对于这个环被这个环境所来影响。
Yeah, but then he's I'm a Christian, and he says I don't have to be conditioned by my experience and my environment.
所以他知道，因为我是基督徒，我不需要被这个环境来掌握。
And he decides, even though he feels very hurt.And he knows he has been injured and he has been wounded, but he has a right. I have a right to enjoy the life of abundant joy that God has prepared for me, full of joy and peace.
虽然他是那样深深的被伤害，可是他里面也知道说他有那个权利可以活出一个喜乐的生活。
And he knows that God has given him the way to do it, the way to actualize this life that God has planned for him, and that is to say,My God, I delight to do your will.
他也很清楚知道神在他心里面也会让他从给他一个说我甘心顺照你的旨意行。
Now there's a very, very key point in here, in this whole process, that a lot of people miss. And that is when he discovers that his heart is full of hate and anger and wrath and rage and all that stuff. When he discovers that, he also understands about the wonderful exchange.
在这里，他虽然很重要的一件事就是他发现了他那么多的痛苦，可是他也发现他有一件事情就是他可以改变。
This is an interesting term. During our prayer time this morning, I don't know if you noticed, during our prayer time this morning, one of the brothers.Who met in his prayer in English, he mentioned this word, the wonderful exchange.
我不知道弟兄姊妹有没有注意，今天早晨在公开祷告的时候，有一位用英文祷告提到说一个奇妙的改变。
Well, it's
交换，
yeah.
奇妙的交换。
Okay, that's better. Yeah, you have to be quite alert there when you're. Okay, do you know what the wonderful exchange is?
你知道这个奇妙的交换是什么意思吗
？You know, I know that Zheng Han. He knows that for sure. Because he's one of my best students. The wonderful exchange is that Jesus said, "All of my righteousness, all of my perfection, I'm going to give to you, and all of your sin and ugliness and all that bad stuff."You give all of my righteousness is going to be counted. Is going to be. I'm not sure how to say this in English. All of my righteousness is going to be credited to your account. Credited to your account. You see,
这奇妙的交换的意思就是说，所有我的好的东西，我都要放在你的信用给你。
Yeah, that's exactly. And then all of your sin.And rage and ugliness and all those terrible things are credited to my account.
所有你那些丑陋不好的那些事情都算在我的账上。
Oh my! So you see, when this person realizes how much sin and rage and hate and bitterness and anger and resentment, all that stuff that's in him, he realizes that and he says, "Oh man, I just kind of 被吓到了哈，被吓死." Then.He hears Jesus say, I know all about that. And you know what? I forgive you. That's just let that be counted as my sin. And now let my perfect righteousness be counted as you. Jesus doesn't condemn, he doesn't scold, he doesn't rebuke, he doesn't anything except that I know about that. That's mine now. And you just take my righteousness and let that be counted as yours.
当这个人他深深地知道他是不完全那样的时候，可是他发现说，耶稣说：“我知道，你只要把你的那些，我已经原谅了你，把你的那些部分都算在我的账上。”
You know, that's just unbelievable.
这实在是难以思议。
But we have to believe it. We have to.
但是我们必须相信。
Okay, so then this person realizes that Jesus has said, "You are perfect in my eyes now."
所以我们要相信说，耶稣这样说，你现在在我的眼中你是完美的了。
Then he discovers there is a change that starts to happen inside. He doesn't want to. Well, in my experience, the person does not immediately feel that he wants to love that person or those people who hurt him.
这个人他发现他在他里面已经开始了有一个转变。
But he says, "Lord, I delight to do your will."
可是他在心里说，神啊，父神啊，我乐意遵照你的旨意行。
Your law, I want to do what you want me to do. And because I know that your plan is that I should be living a life full of joy and happiness.
我乐意照你的旨意行，因为我知道你对我的计划是要我能够活出一个喜乐的生活。And
he knows that he can acknowledge that inside him there are these feelings of anger and hurt and rage and hate and all that. That's true.
虽然他心里面很清楚知道他里面有那个极深的愤怒那些情绪。But
they don't have to control him anymore.
可是这些事情可以不需要再来控制他。He
can be in control, and the depression gradually lifts.
当他这样的思想的时候，他的忧郁症就慢慢的就离开他。And
he actually discovers that he has the power to forgive.
而且他也发现了，他竟然有这个能力去原谅、饶恕那些人。Yeah,
he can forgive the people that hurt him. What originally seemed very unnatural to him has become a feeling that it starts to feel kind of natural.
这个虽然在我们感觉上是很难去相信的，可是却慢慢的变成了他的自然、本性的一份。So
we see that Genesis 1 still has a lot to do with this. Even though we are post Genesis 3, Genesis 1 still has a lot to do with us.
虽然我们是活在创世纪第三章以后的人，可是我们发现第一章的事情仍然在我身上有很多的关系。Because
we are being renewed according to the image of God.
因为我们是照着神的形象被渐渐更新的。And
we can say, "Your law is in my heart."
我们可以这样说，你的律法在我的心里头。And
I want your will to be done in my life.
而我要你的旨意能够在我的生命中被成全。I
want you to take away all of the anger and hate and rage and complaining and judging and criticizing and self-centeredness and jealousy and 嚷闹诽谤看不顺眼自怜 all of that kind of stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Take it away.
把我那些不好的习性全部拿掉。That's what we say.
I learned a new word a few weeks ago. That's what we call the 劣根性. You know that word?
把我的劣根性都拿掉。I
don't know the English for that. There's no English for that. That's part of us. That's true. We are, after Genesis 3, we have that stuff in us. But then he learns to say, "Take it away, God. I love to do your will."
虽然他知道他里面有那么多不好的东西，可是他可以跟神说：“你把我知道你的旨意，所以请你把它拿走。”And
he says, "I want to love mercy, compassion, kindness, gentleness, patience, forbearance, forgiveness, love." You know all those. You don't have to translate those. You know what those are. That's what I want. You see. So he's put on the new man because these things reflect the image of God, and that's who I am.
所以他可以把这些好的一些德性再穿上新人，因为他可以反射出就是造我主的造我的主的形象。Okay,
now maybe you're thinking, "Oh, that's wonderful," but you know, I've never been that bad off. I'm not clinically depressed.
或许你在想说我们还没有到那么糟糕，所以去忧郁症到去看病。
You know, I didn't have to see a psychiatrist. I didn't come from a dysfunctional family. My family was okay. Maybe you think it's not such a big issue, but actually, it doesn't have to be a big issue for you.
虽然你在这里想说我还没有到那么严重，可是事实上你并不真的这个事情并不一定说你要飞到那个程度。
You know, it could be something very simple.
可能一件很小的事。
You know, I think I told this story once before when we were talking about the eight blessings, but some of you may remember this story. There was a man, he wrote this book, Why Am I Afraid to Tell You Who I Am? He talks about, he went to New York to visit a friend, and the friend lived in about the 48th floor of a big apartment building.
我或许曾经讲过这个故事，说有一个人他到纽约去看他的朋友，是住在48层楼上。
And he stayed with him a couple weeks, and every morning, the two of them would come down the elevator, go to the lobby of the building, and his friend would buy a newspaper.
因为每天他跟他的朋友一起从楼上到街上来买了一个报纸。
And he would say to the man selling the newspaper, he'd say, good morning, and he would put the money on the counter.
他会跟他买报纸的人说早安，然后把钱摆在柜台上。
And the man who was selling the paper would not even look at him, he'd just throw the paper at him.
这个卖报纸的人根本连看都不看他，就把报纸丢给他。
And then this guy's friend would say, thank you, have a nice day.
所以这个买报纸的人都要很礼貌的说谢谢你，祝你今天一天都好。
And the one who was selling the paper would say,
那个卖报纸的人就这样的反应。
So, and this author said, after about a week of this, this author said, do you buy a paper from him every day?
所以一个礼拜以后，他这个朋友就问那个买报纸的人说，你每天都这样去买报纸吗？
And the guy says, yes.
所以他回答是。
And the guy says, does he treat you the same way every day?
他每天都这样对待你吗？
And he said, yes.
他说是。
And do you treat him like that every day?
你每天都这样的反应对他吗？
Do you say, thank you, have a nice day? He said, yes.
你每天都告诉他说谢谢你，你有一个祝福的一天吗？
And this guy said, why?
他问他说为什么要这样？
Why should you be nice to him?
你为什么要对他这样好？
His friend said, why should I let him decide what I do?
结果这个回答是反过来说，我为什么要让对方来决定我应该做什么？
You see, I'm not like the other animals.
我不像其他的动物。
Everything that all the animals do is decided by their environment and their experience.
所有的动物的反应是根据环境的和经验的变化。
But I don't have to be decided by my experience. I can decide what I'm going to do.
我不需要让我的经历来决定我今天要怎么反应，我可以自己决定怎么来做。
Do you agree that Genesis 1 has a lot to do with you and me?
所以你同意创世纪第一章今天跟你我都还是有关系吗？
If you remember who you are. Now there's one last thing I want to say.
最后我讲最后一点。
We have to quit about 12, don't we? Okay. One last thing, and that is, how do we make this new, the image of God gradually get restored into us day by day by day by day? How does that happen?
我们怎么样让这个新的新人在我里面天天的长大？
In the last sentence of the passage we read in Colossians, it says, in the last sentence, verse 16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly.
那个哥罗西书刚刚我们读的最后一节说，让神的话在你里面居住。
Now, the word of Christ is going to live in you. Now, where is the word of Christ? Where do you find the word of Christ?
到底在哪里找到那个神的话能够在你里面居住？
This book, the Bible, the whole Bible is the word of Jesus Christ. That's where we started. on Friday night talking about the Old Testament. It doesn't matter, Old Testament, New Testament, the whole Bible is the Word of Jesus Christ talking to you. So maybe the most important thing in your daily life is that you have a little time every day. Every day.
可能最重要的事情就是你每天有一点时间。
Maybe you have to set your alarm clock.
你可能要调你的闹钟。
To have a little time. If you want to have a relationship with someone, you have to have conversation. You have to be with them and have conversation.
如果你想跟某个人建立关系，你必须跟他中间有交谈。
And that conversation, you talk to him and he talks to you, okay? Now you know how to talk to Jesus, that's prayer. But you know, you have to let Jesus talk to you too, and that's the Bible.
我们需要双向的对话，你知道，借着祷告跟神说话，而让神借着圣经也跟你说话。
You know, and that is, many Christians can tell you, that has been the secret to starting to renew and become a normal person again, is that conversation with Jesus.
所以很多的基督徒都可以告诉你说，经过这样的对话，可以使你的生命更新。
You know, and that's the secret of being able to say every day, my God, I love to do your will.
这也就是这个你每天能够跟神说，我乐意遵照你的旨意行的秘诀。
You know, the author of the book of Hebrews,
希伯来书的作者,
when he mentions Psalm 40, that passage, it says, it is written about me in the scroll, now I have come, I love to do your will. The book of Hebrews says that is a prophecy about Jesus.
所以在希伯来书的作者说，我乐意遵照你的，我来了是照你的旨意行。
Because it's written about Jesus in the scroll, in the book. And he says it's written. And so he says, now I've come to do your will. And that's true. But you see, we who belong to Jesus, we're putting on the new man, the new self, the new creation. So as I am in Jesus, in Christ, I can say, yeah, I can say with Jesus, I love to do your will. That becomes a prophecy, not only of Jesus, it becomes a prophecy of you.
虽然耶稣他确实是遵照父神的旨意行了来，可是因为我们是在基督里面，所以这个预言也就在我们身上实现。And
then that image of God is being renewed gradually, day by day, being renewed in you.
所以那个基督的生命，那个形象就在我们里面，天天的、渐渐的在我们里面更新。Giving
you that wonderful, glorious deliverance, freedom, healing, abundant life that Jesus promised.
所以给了我们那个荣耀的、尊贵的，而且那个医治的大能，是在耶稣基督他所应许的。Well,
that's the good news that God wants to give you today.
这就是神今天要给你的好消息。Let's
pray together.
让我们一起来祷告。Jesus,
thank you. It's so wonderful what you have done for us.
耶稣基督啊，我们来感谢你，真是奇妙，你为我们做了这样的事。All
of our sin and ugliness and dirtiness and all that stuff has been credited to your account.
真的，我们的丑陋，我们的罪恶，竟然通通可以记在你的账上。And
all of your righteousness and perfection and beauty is credited to my account.
而你的公义、你的圣洁、你的美丽，竟然都能够算在我的身上。I
come before you, and I know there is no condemnation.
我能够来到你面前，因为我知道再没有定罪我。And
so you have started to renew my heart and my mind.
而且你现在已经在开始再来更新我的心、我的思想。I
don't have to be confirmed or imitate, conformed. I don't have to be conformed to the world or imitate the world.
我必须要效法这个世界。But
my mind can be renewed.
而我的心思意念可以被更新。And
I can say, I love to do your will.
我可以这样的说，我乐意遵照你的旨意。Lord,
I just thank you for that. I pray your blessing on every one of the brothers and sisters here today.
主啊，我真是感谢你，我为着在座的每一位弟兄姊妹来求你的赐福。That
the word of Christ will dwell in their hearts richly.
让你的话语丰丰富富的存在每一个人的心里。
And as they face everything they face every day,
当他们面对每天的生活的时候
，they can experience that they really are created anew in the image of God.
他们可以真的体会到，他我们是在你照着你的形象所创造的新人。
Thank you in Jesus' name.
我们感谢主，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.